This is Interlochen Public Radio, connecting you to news from Northern Michigan. I'm Linda Steffen. A healthcare research group in Ann Arbor has been looking at the ways that people in Michigan are using the new healthcare exchange to buy insurance for themselves, and they found something interesting. People are willing to switch doctors to save a buck. New research from the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation shows people are far more interested in a cheaper plan over one with a big network of doctors. And 18% of people who bought individual insurance on the exchange last year actually did change doctors. Center Director Marianne Udall-Phillips says that's not how people used to shop for insurance, and it could force doctors to accept more insurance plans.
Historically, we have seen that most consumers have been very concerned about the breadth of the doctors and hospitals in a particular network, and they haven't really been fans up until recently of smaller, narrower networks of providers. So now what we're seeing when people have higher copays and deductibles, particularly people who are buying coverage themselves in the individual market on the health insurance exchange, they are willing to select health plans that have more limited networks of hospitals and doctors. And that means that we'll see more competition for providers to participate in these narrow network plans. We'll see health insurers trying to design health plans that have more limited networks if they can get them for a cheaper price. And we'll see consumers who are willing to make some trade-offs between cost and access and willing to change doctors. And so that's something really important for doctors and hospitals to be aware of.
And why is it that we see the change?
I think we see the change principally because consumers are paying more for health insurance themselves. And it's not just in the premiums. People who have bought individual coverage have always paid for the premiums themselves. But it's also because there are higher copays and deductibles, and because health plans are now offering choices for people on the health insurance exchange where people can compare more easily what the cost of health care is, and they can decide if they want to choose a plan that has lower cost but fewer doctors and hospitals in it, or they want to choose a plan that has more hospitals and doctors. And generally now it's much more evident to them that those plans that have more doctors, more hospitals, tend to be a little more expensive than the plans that have fewer. So it's clearer, and they have more costs themselves and copays and deductibles that they're really trying to reduce.
Is part of this also just a shift in the type of person who's now looking for health insurance on the individual market and not through an employer?
Well, I think that is true to some degree, because with the new rules under the Affordable Care Act, we have lots of people getting coverage as individuals who might actually not have gotten coverage at all before. They tend to be somewhat younger, somewhat healthier, so they also are probably making an assumption that they might not use as many healthcare services as someone who's older and sicker, and they're not tied to a particular set of doctors or hospitals. So they're newly insured, and they're not really already enmeshed in the healthcare system, and they're more willing to look for health plans where they might, for the first time, have a doctor or a hospital. So they're coming into the system new and ready for a change.
I know that this study doesn't address this, but I wonder also if there isn't a little bit of a shift in the relationship between the doctor and the patient.
I think there could be a shift between the relationship of the doctor and the patient. You know, to some degree, with more technology available, with more involvement of case managers and nurses and things like that in patient care, consumers might be a little bit more ready to do a little more self-care and self-management, and again, not feel quite as tied to an individual physician as they might have historically when, you know, your family physician kind of grew up with you and was with you for your whole life. I think consumers have changed a little bit in their willingness to make changes in their lives. That's probably true with their jobs and other things as well in today's environment.
Marianne Udall-Phillips, thank you so much for your time.
It's great to talk with you, Linda. Thank you.